Hey, this is Commander Sky calling from the International Space Station to WCLM. Come in, Solar Jim. Solar Jim.
Hey, man. Jim, you there? I was able to, Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, thanks for those hints on using this solar power to boost the transceiver. Our apogee is going to be a little bit in the southern latitude, so I won't be able to talk too long with you here. But, it's day 13 here up in this International Space Station, yeah. And, unfortunately, the beer ran out on day two, but this morning I thought I saw some foam floating around, so I slurped it up. I've never been so sick. Mission specialist Daphne had cleaned her hair, washed her hair, and some of the shampoo escaped.
Oh, no.
It looks a lot like the beer. Oh, God, it tasted horrible.
And, well, I hope you guys get that cleaned up.
Miss Daphne has been very interesting. We had a birthday party a couple of days ago, and she released some glitter. She thought that would be really cute. And
metallic glitter on board. That'd be bad.
We had constellations, star constellations, all throughout the station here for some time.
Hope it didn't short anything out.
We had even found some new stars, we thought, and then we cleaned the viewplates, and it was pretty bad, you know. But the worst thing is it collected on the toilet seat. And so, we've been looking at moons recently and trying to find more galaxies, et cetera.
Twinkle butts. What you were.
Where we going now?
Heading out of range there.
Oh, gee whiz. We've lost him yet again.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that happens up there, you know?
Well, you know, and right now we're having a minor geomagnetic storm.
Mm-hmm.
And the interplanetary magnetic field just tilted to the south a little bit and opened up a crack in the Earth's magnetosphere.
You're kidding me.
We're having a lot of high-energy particles come in.
That
can't be good for a space station.
No, man. I hope Sky is fine, you know.
Well, now it's time for the news.
Well, we'll see if we can find some.
News of renewable energy, that is.
Oh, bookmarks. That's what I'm supposed to be looking at here.
And we hope that here with the headlines is our own Sustainable Jack.
Let's see.
We got.
I don't know how we did this. We are lost. It must be that interplanetary experience. That
this is a G1 storm, so it's pretty light. But if you get up to a G3, it starts inducing currents on pipelines around the world. So those long pipelines with oil and stuff, they suddenly start carrying hundreds of amps.
Maybe we should talk to Tesla and find a way of getting that that energy used.
And it can throw off their safety mechanisms.
I have no doubt about that. Hey, there's some really good news out there. There's a new LED bulb for under $5.
Wow.
You know, they've been up there in the $30 range, just what? Like the CFLs.
What?
Yes. Yes.
How many watts?
You're going to make me have to pull this thing
up,
aren't you?
No, never mind. I'll look later.
This is just a headline story.
I'll Google new LED lights.
Well, it's gotten, there it is. It's the Faro, PHAROX.
Hello.
Walk like an Egyptian and not bump into things in the middle of the night if you use the new LED bulb from Faro. It's a $4.95. Bulb, every time we do this, they drop a nickel. Isn't that great? It's 200 lumen. Well, that's pretty good.
Hmm.
And then they have a 350 lumen for $7.
And you have
to go to the Faro website, the PHAROX, which is underneath the third pyramid on the right.
I guess being made in Egypt. Or something.
Oh, man. They've set a new solar cell efficiency record for organic solar cells. It's up to about 9 now, which is 9% is pretty good. The Nissan Leaf is outselling the Chevy Volt. Ooh. And in Norway, the top-selling compact car is a Mitsubishi iMEV, which is an electric car. And the Nissan sold more than 500 cars between Christmas and New Year's. And it's set to become the top-selling car overall in Norway.
And you know those Norwegians are smart.
They certainly are.
They play a lot of chess there during the long winter. Something.
This recording came in just a couple minutes ago.
Thank you for that news.
Hey, it's Sky High here in the state space station, encouraging you all to listen to WCOM in the Home Power Hour. And, you know, we get lonely. We'd like to have a revival of solar energy. It happens about 17 times a day up here as we come back into the sun. And we love this song. So, Jack, could you put that on for us? All right, here it comes one last time.
Amazing how they can pick our signal up.
Yeah. Sing along, will you, friends?
Well, I went out to the mailbox to see what might have come. Was a power bill there for me? Almost struck me dumb. The numbers were so high, I did not know what to do. Then an answer came to me, right out of the blue. Solar power,
solar power,
from the heavens.
Solar power,
solar power,
solar power,
from the sky. Solar power, bright and sunbeams. Solar power for you and I.
Amen.
Yeah, I better get that taken care of before it starts up again. Hey, that's really good.
Yeah. I was watched a movie last night called Cosmic Man. Have you ever seen that?
No, never saw
it's
Cosmic Man.
It's a sort of riffing on the whole Day the Earth Stood Still. It was that was a 1952 movie, I think, or three. And this was a 1957 movie. And
really?
It was Cosmic Man. He was from a universe of negative particles, so he was sort of like a shadow. You couldn't see him. And he was scaring people, but he was actually friendly. And the scientist who was, you know, there's always a scientist. There's a military who wants to blow him up, and there's a scientist who says, wait, he may be saying something useful to us, or they might be friends. He was studying solar power. In 1958 or something, 57.
Well, it hadn't been discovered.
Working on a solar engine, and he actually used solar panels to test the reaction of this floating sphere that the alien had arrived in.
He put up
two little solar panels on either side of the spaceship and connected it to 12 volts.
You're kidding.
And used them as radiators to test what was going to happen. Of course, the spaceship responded and knocked all the equipment over and created a great sonic boom. And he said, well, if you had set off an explosion, you might have just cleared this whole area in the city.
Ooh.
So they just put 12 volts into two little... He actually set up two little solar panels. Oh, and it didn't work first because the ground was off.
Mm.
The ground wire. He flipped the switch and nothing happened. And he looked, oh, look, the ground wire's off. So he turned it off, hooked up the ground wire, and did it again.
Wow.
And that's when it blew him over. But but Cosmic Man, it was really
Cosmic
cool.
Cosmic Man.
And
what type of music they have in it? It probably had a
theremin.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was grooving on the theremin.
Oh man, you would have to bring that.
Yeah, I should bring that in. No, it's hard to do a theremin. That's why they made it. So unusual sound. But yeah, Cosmic Man, it was pretty cool. He said that humans were going to have to change the way they think. We're going to have to learn to get along, live cooperatively. And the military guys looked pretty bad. They just wanted to blow him up. But the CVs came in and tried to...
What's happening?
Oh, look, somebody's calling. Is it Cosmic Man? Hi, you're on the Home Power Hour.
Hello, how are you this morning?
We're fine. Who we got here on the phone today?
This is Bobby Swinson calling from Appalachian State.
Oh, University. Appalachian State. That's up in Boone, North Carolina, is it not?
It is.
Yes.
Bobby Swinson, hi.
Hi.
So, what do you have to tell us here on the Home Power Hour today? What have you been working on, Bobby Swinson?
Well, I guess I'm telling you all about my research project that's been funded by the EPA.
Oh, wow.
It's actually part of a design competition and grant that is funded by the EPA. This is the ninth year that they have had this project going on.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually a collaborative competition for people, prosperity, and the planet.
Oh, that's what the P's are for.
It's a disciplinary competition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three P's.
And I understand that the school has been participating in this almost since the first year. Is that correct?
Yes, this is actually our ninth entry into this competition,
oh,
which
wow.
is actually divided into two different phases.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our ninth entry into the first phase,
mm-hmm.
and they have had four entries into the second phase.
Now, when you say first phase, what are they asking you to do in the first phase?
With the first phase, the teams are awarded a $15,000 research grant
wow.
to develop a sustainable design.
Uh-huh. And you've actually done that.
That's where we are with my project currently.
Uh-huh.
Which
and
is
what,
developing a biological gray water filtration system.
Wait a minute. Let's go through that very slowly. A what? A biological...
gray water filtration system.
Gray water. That's a waste of water. We need to get Commander Sky to hear this. I don't know if you heard him. He's in the International Space Station and ingested some shampoo.
It's the plumbing. It's the plumbing.
So you're. What are you doing with? Oh gosh, what was it? Biological gray water.
Biological filtration.
Biological gray water filtration system. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you did.
Now, what does that mean?
So, yeah, just to break it down, gray water is the water that's being used from sinks and from your showers and from your laundry.
Uh-huh.
It is not including your toilet water, which would be considered black water.
Okay, so it's everything but your toilet water.
Yes, pretty much. And, you know, kitchen sink water can be considered black water because there are a lot of... various substances going down that may not be, you know, in your typical shower water.
No, wasn't black water renamed Z?
That's a different story.
Oh,
totally
different story.
Different yes.
black water. All
yes,
right,
he's talking mind. About the paramilitary group. You're not involved with anything like that, are you, dear?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
The,
not yet.
The, what you're doing here, it's what are you doing with all of this? What's the interest here for you?
Well, the interest for me began because I'm a hairstylist, and I realized that I was using a lot of water as I was, you know, doing hair at work, and also, you know, a lot of information about various chemicals that we were using mm-hmm. in our products was coming out and just started to catch my interest, and I just realized that, you know, I was a part of the problem and started thinking about just different ways that the water consumption could be reduced along with the chemicals entering the water stream from, you know, me shampooing here personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started thinking about all of the different salons in the world, which in any, you know, big city, they're on every corner. And, you know, that's a lot. It's a lot of chemicals.
Wow.
Going down the drain, and that causes a strain on the city's municipal resources. And, you know, it costs a lot of money to... purify water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could, you know, stop that contamination at the point of use, you know, of an individual business or hopefully in the future for our own houses, then that takes so much of a strain off of the city's resources and allows that money to be put elsewhere and, you know, just creates a more decentralized system that's a little bit easier to maintain over
wow.
time.
So how long do you retain the water to let the biological activity clean it up?
Okay. Well, our research is pretty new because we're attempting to take the concept of biological filtration or using artificial wetlands, which has been thoroughly researched, that are typically larger outdoor systems.
Mm-hmm.
And in those systems, usually the water needs to sit or to flow through it very slowly for about 4 days before, you know, it can take pretty murky water and make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the process of testing, you know, now and coming up with that data. But what we're trying to do for the salon and for not just salons, for small businesses, is to be able to take this concept of, you know, artificial wetlands and bring it inside, make it compact, make it scalable and, you know, able to be repeated for various businesses.
So this is like
we're hoping mm-hmm. that we can, you know, make this water for this particular project clean within a day so that we could just process the water for each day to be used for toilet flushing. So, you know, we don't have exact numbers on that right yet, but hopefully within, you know, the next few weeks we will. We'll start actually collecting data on how long it is taking the salon water in our system.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Bobby Swinson of Appalachian State University, who's part of the P3 program, People, Prosperity, and the Planet, from EPA. The EPA's P3 program, People, Prosperity, and the Planet program, is a unique college competition for designing solutions for a sustainable future. P3 offers students quality hands-on experience that brings their classroom learning to life. The competition has two phases. The first phase of the competition's teams are awarded a $15,000 grant to develop their idea. They bring it, the design, in April to the National Sustainability Design Expo in Washington, D.C., there on the lawn in front of the Capitol building, to compete for the second phase P3 award, which can be a grant of up to $90,000 to make their design a real-world application. Appalachian State is one of the larger winners of this. Only MIT has as many winners.
Wow.
This is pretty fantastic. You're running in big company, aren't you?
I'm trying to. Sure. It's a great competition. I'm really proud to be a part of it, and Appalachian has done so well, so I hope that I can follow in.
So you're going to be going to Washington, D.C. this April?
I am, for the very first time, actually.
So what sort of apparatus are you going to take with you?
We're hoping to have a full-scale working model, a tabletop-sized model, to take with us, hopefully with actual plants from our system in it. It'll be, you know, way smaller than it would actually be in the salon, so we'll probably be using just the babies of our plants in it. But, yeah, we will have salon water running through it to show people at the expo exactly how it works.
So are you going to do a haircut and shampoo and stuff for someone just to show how it could go through that?
Wouldn't that be great? Have to get a shampoo bowl set up out there and do haircuts for all the EPA people.
Oh, that,
you have to be careful that the hair might jam it all up. There,
we were going to have the EPA chairwoman on TV today, but her hair is green due to a malfunction.
Oh.
So we'll just interview her on the radio today. But no, that's terribly exciting. Now, do you have any web pages that you'd like to share with the audience that can talk about the issue that you have here, like what type of chemicals are in there, hair products or body products or whatever?
You know, you can access various hair products online, their mm-hmm. information. What we did to collect the actual chemicals that are in our particular salon water is we went through the whole salon and just, you know, took data on every single chemical that is in the salon. So we have our own humongous spreadsheet of chemicals, you know, but that's not information that businesses and, you know, product companies readily give out. But you can generally find most products and what's in it online for sure.
Are there any terrible surprises that you found?
Yeah, not terrible surprises. I think, if anything, more good surprises.
Huh.
One of the biggest chemicals that would be found in salon water is hydrogen peroxide, which is used for all coloring services. And Haircut 101 does a lot of color services, and most salons these days too, but I really feel through my research and talking with our chemistry team that that is actually going to aid us because that provides more oxygen to the plant.
Wow, I
so
thought
that could actually help us out. Yeah.
I thought it would kill everything or something, but
I did too. I was really worried about it at first because I just thought that that would be the hardest, contaminant to take care of, and it seems like it's going to be, not a problem at all.
Wow. That is a good thing to find out. Now, the idea behind this is you got this idea. Did you have it before you took a class or during a class or after a class?
Well, it's been modified through several classes. It first struck my interest during my sustainable water and wastewater management class.
Oh, okay.
And from there, it's taken on several different forms. It's been about 3 years of research culminated into this final project.
Now, are you a graduate student?
I am not. I'm actually an undergraduate student. Uh-huh. I'm a senior this year, so I'll be graduating in May.
This sounds suspiciously like something somebody do their master's or doctorate on. you wrote a grant and got it approved last year, correct?
I did. We had to submit it by December 22nd, mm-hmm. 2010, and we received our award letter in June of 2011. That was a long wait.
It was a long wait, and I imagine you probably, knowing the government, had to wait even longer for the money to come, correct?
We definitely did. It did not come nearly as fast as I wanted it to.
I'm not terribly surprised about that, but the government does have its issues right now. But you're going to make a tabletop model. Now, do you have experiments going on currently with this?
We do. We are actually doing batch testing with individual plants, mm-hmm. And they are being dipped into a bucket of salon water, basically. And so what we're doing with that is figuring out the individual uptake by individual plants. You can mm-hmm. go through and analyze. We did, a before chemistry test on the salon water, and then we can compare it mm-hmm. over time to see what the actual plants are taking up.
So
that'll
have
about a 2-week experiment for each plant.
So you have a chemistry background, a biology background, a technology background. What do you have?
I'm an appropriate technology student, but I have an interest in biology and chemistry. I do not have the background in it, but I have great teams.
Ah.
Are helping to make the chemistry and biology.
So you're a project manager.
I am. I'm a big time project manager for this. We have about 20 people working on this project.
And you're doing risk management too. So.
This is incredible. So
it is incredible. It's great. I've really enjoyed it. It's a lot of work and way more than I ever anticipated it to be.
Way these
more
things
details than I expected, but it's great.
So you've been taken on a ride through your college experience by this, I take it.
I have. I think I'm prepared for graduate school now.
I wouldn't be surprised from what you've just told us. So you've taken several classes, appropriate technology major. You're project manager of a team of 20 people of interdisciplinary backgrounds of chemistry, biology. Is there any other background that you have represented?
Sustainable development as well as planning, city and regional planning, which is my minor.
Oh, wow. So out of this, how many other schools are doing research on what salon water does?
None that I've found so far.
And how big is this industry?
Oh, my gosh. It's definitely a multi-million dollar industry.
If not billions.
Huge industry.
Yeah,
probably billion, whenever you start figuring each individual salon plus the products and all of the money that comes along with that. I mean,
Solar Jim, we missed a massive marketing opportunity today. Massive.
Yeah, big time product companies are, they're in the multi-million to billion dollar industry for sure.
So you're going to, in the end, have a certification for biodegradable products in the salon.
That's right. If you don't even own a chain of salons. Have you found an example of a salon that you would love to have? I mean, it's served as a model for you. Have you seen anything that even starts to address these type of issues?
I have. It's not necessarily a salon. It is a spa in Taos, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. El Monte Sagrado is the very first and the only one that I've really seen for a spa or a salon setting. But they actually have a trademark technology called Living Machines in, mm-hmm. in their spa mm-hmm. that processes right. their water.
Old friend John Todd's information.
And it has, like, plants in their room. Or is it?
Tons of plants. I mean, it's a huge greenhouse mm-hmm. that was in addition to the spa, basically, that holds their entire living machine.
Now,
and it's huge and amazing.
Do they operate inside their living machine? In other words, when you go to get your hair or whatever, you actually walk into the greenhouse with all the plants of the living machine and have treatment?
I can't wait till I can go visit it to see exactly how it's set up. But mm-hmm. from what I can tell, it's not. It's just kind of an appendage of the spa.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you can walk through it. You just aren't actually in the setting with the living machine while you're getting, you know, your service done.
Wow.
So we're talking today with Bobby Swenson mm-hmm. of Appalachian State, who's doing a project working on building a biofiltration system for wastewater from salons.
Mm-hmm.
What about the nanoparticles?
Oh, gosh. They have nanoparticles?
A lot of...
very, very, very tiny particles.
Yeah, skin products and stuff have a lot of nanoparticles. And I wondered how that was going to affect the machine.
You know, I am wondering the same thing. This will definitely be, you know, an ongoing project. We present our findings in April. We're funded through August, so mm-hmm. much of our research will continue after we're actually done competing. And, you know, it's such a big project. There's only so much that we can focus on in the 10 months that we have mm-hmm. to do this. So, you know, we will see how it all turns out and see what we can do to make it better.
Wow. I had a question and I just washed clean. I don't know where.
So you decided not to go for drinking water, but go for toilet flushing water.
At this point in time, the only legal thing that we can do with our water is to reprocess it for toilet flushing.
Mm-hmm.
That's by state codes as well as being.
So you're also doing legal research as well. Wow.
Exactly. I'm doing some research with planning and, you know, trying to come up with a great way to present this to the town so that we can get it approved and make it happen.
Well, we're talking with Bobby Swenson of Appalachian State University on her P3, the People, Prosperity, and Planet Awards that will be coming up in April, and she'll be competing with them. And we've got a little song for you here if you want to sing along. Whoops, wrong one.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Hey, what's that shampoo you're using, rubber ducky?
Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true.
Time for the cream rinse.
You're listening to the Home Power Hour. Brought to you by, underwritten by, and
Tofu Dave.
Hey, Tofu Dave, who can do...
At ecotuneyourhome.com.
That's right. He can help eco tune your home. And you can contact him by
ecotuneyourhome.com.
Hey, Rubber Ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush? You would? Okay. How's this?
Wow. Can you imagine having that song, with the Muppets, you know, on their TV programs, the ones that they do, going on and saying, have you ever thought of what happens to the water after it drains from the bathtub? Well, we have our special guest, Bobby Swenson of Swenson Products. You know.
So have you looked into the Water G programs of Germany?
I have not.
They're doing.
Yeah, I would love to.
Greenhouse and water wow. purification systems. They were, I think, runner-ups in the Buckminster Fuller awards last year.
Wow, and Solar Jim, you just blew me away with some of the things that you know.
Yeah, I love finding out new information. So and look
it's,
up.
It's WaterG, WaterG .org, a nonprofit organization created to respond to the growing global water crisis. So that's pretty neat.
It's about growing plants and purifying water. And
how have I missed that through my 3 years of research?
Well, there's some things that professors just don't tell you.
Check it out later.
So, now, what are you hoping to do? I mean, this if you get this award and it happens in April and you're a senior, what's going to happen?
Well, I guess
move off campus.
You're right in line to go to graduate school. I don't think I can bring it in myself to pass this along to somebody else. You have to be
it's
in school
mine.
To you know work on it. You can be an outside consultant, but to lead the project, then you have to be a student. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks like if we do get second phase, I'll be going on and furthering my education.
Uh-huh.
So you're grooming your replacements now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, we prefer to call them future employees.
Tons of sophomores that'll be here through the duration of the project if we do get second phase funding.
Second phase funding will last for how long?
I asked the same question just the other day. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a 2-year, I'm pretty sure, mm-hmm. research period. But from what I understand, you can kind of take your time and do it properly. So I don't know if there's an actual time limit
mm-hmm.
on how long you have to use the money. I'm sure there's some sort of limit, but
might take a while
to spend.
Work
on that for a few years for sure.
$90,000. That's a lot of
money. Yeah, that's great.
A lot of gear
they
you can buy.
Keep on raising the money, the grant money. So it used to be $10,000 for first phase and $75,000.
I remember
second phase,
that.
And yeah, they raised it quite a bit.
So this is how are you going to provide the light for the plants indoors?
That is actually probably our biggest problem, and one that we're focusing on much right now, because the space that we have to work with inside of our research salon is the only part of the salon that's. It's fairly dark from time to time. Mm-hmm. During high sun hours, it's pretty light, but that little space is kind of dark. So we're thinking of different ways that we can maybe add in some reflective surfaces to mm-hmm. help bring in light to that area.
You're going to combine
it. As well
it.
As have some lights within the actual system itself.
Maybe it could be a hybrid tanning salon.
Oh, no, that is bad.
No, but not for the plants, though. I mean, that's you could use decommissioned tanning booths to kick out that high UV radiation.
Hmm. Oh, especially right above the some water treatment, you might be able to pull that over.
But
to be able to incorporate, some
natural lighting.
Lighting that could be used on the really dark days, because we are in Boone and it does get very cloudy and cold here during the winter, so that can be an issue.
Are there LED grow lights available?
Not that I've seen yet, but I'm still researching, and I have several people actually researching just lighting options.
Is there anything you don't have your thumb in right now? This is incredible.
Yeah, this is
this is incredible.
This is a wide spectrum.
It's like Bucky Fuller says, when you grab one strand of the universe, it brings the whole universe along with it. How did you get the courage to take on such a huge issue?
Must have snuck up on you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess I just needed a challenge in my life. I had a really good teacher that told me to go for it.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So I went for it, and here we are.
And you've gotten it. This is incredible. Just out of curiosity, your future, dear, what are you going to be doing? I mean, you've got graduate school, and, of course, that will finally end, we hope. What are you looking on beyond that?
I would love to, you know, find myself in the water industry somehow, whether that was, you know, working to create artificial wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be great if I could get my foot in the door with that. Unfortunately, I don't have the biology background that I really need to do that. So I'm kind of open to what I want to do. But, you know, if this goes as well as I would like it to go, I would love to own my own business creating gray water filtration.
You can always hire biologists.
That's right.
Exactly.
and quite honestly, from the experience, it sounds like you've got a working knowledge, which is very, well, almost impossible to come by, since you said no other schools are doing this type of stuff. Now, I have checked. We're not the first person from P3 competition that we've talked to from Appalachian.
Okay.
But they have had several greenhouses. They did a project several years ago with double-layered greenhouses with foam. Bubbles.
I believe that's actually getting built right now.
And they've also done one that has a gasification process where they were using the heat from just the engine running to also heat a greenhouse. And I know that that's being built up there at the landfill, if I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you seem to have some really talented people up there. How does this seed get transplanted from one student to the next group of students? Because if it's been going for 9 years and ASU has been doing it for 9 years and winning, did you have help from these previous winners?
I did. I had a lot of help, especially from last year's entry, the 2011 award entry, which was solar water disinfection. Was great. I had a lot of mentoring from Miss Katie Cavert.
Oh, great!
To get through this project, she was great and helped me to be able to actually just write the grant properly. Mm-hmm. It was my first time ever writing a grant, so that was a whole experience in itself. And especially for this particular one, it's very you know, set in stone how it has to be done. Mm-hmm. So you know,
it is the government after all, right?
I'm sorry?
It is the government, after all. They have a form, and they call it by the numbers, too. Which
it's probably the same one the military fills out.
In triplicate. So if this comes to pass, are you going to do you still do salon work?
Regular school work? No.
Either one.
No, both of those are very hard right now, but I do. I'm still working just part-time on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
and I'm taking two classes this semester to finish up my degree here. So I've got a lot of time to devote to the project, which has been very great for going to competition with it this semester.
Oh, yeah.
So also, we have a little note here that's come in. You are helping teach a class there? At Appalachian State?
I am. I'm a teaching assistant this semester for sustainable water and wastewater management.
The class that got you messed up to begin
all.
With. Yeah, I figured as much. Oh, gosh. Well, I hope that the school appreciates that, and I know the students are probably just wowed by if they get any inkling of how big a project that you're managing here. This is absolutely incredible. Are you doing a capstone course of any type? As a graduate, a senior?
I am. I'm doing my senior thesis capstone course currently.
Mm-hmm.
Capstone.
Which is, of course, on this project.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty much using that class to help write the second phase proposal, because I have to turn in another grant proposal for second phase funding
mm-hmm.
by the time that we go to competition in April.
And so, that's coming along smoothly, or what's...
Yeah, it is. I'm finally able to do more research that I've been wanting to do but just hadn't had time
mm-hmm.
Throughout just organizing this part of the research. So now I'm spending a lot of time looking at alternative materials and lighting options and learning more about plumbing codes and all of that that comes along with actually putting a system like this into a building.
So there's
the real world.
In your department there of, let's see what they call it, TED, I see it here, is Technology Environmental Design. Do they have people that are actually learning how to construct buildings and put plumbing in, et cetera?
Yes, we have a great department that's pretty diversified. We have construction management, architectural, technology. So we have a lot of very talented
Wait a minute here. People's Choice Award for the solar homestead of the Solar Decathlon this past fall. Is that true?
That is true. That was a fantastic project I wish I could have worked on. I knew many people working on it.
Well, it sounds like, but some of those people have been helping you as well, I take it then.
Yes, they have. I've had some help. I think a lot of them needed a break whenever they were done with that. But I had a couple of people come over to this project because they didn't know what to do with all their free time.
Do you start out by washing their hair?
I've given a few haircuts here and there, for sure.
I can just see it now to be the best groomed group there at the P3 Awards this coming spring. That'll be fantastic.
Except you have to have a sample of the water every time.
That's so right.
I'm very excited to go to competition and see what the other schools have come up with. I've read almost all of the abstracts for it just to kind of see, you know, who my competition was and who was going to be there. But I can't wait to see what all of these, you know, really talented students are coming up with to help, you know, create a sustainable future for us all.
95% of it, dear, is just getting yourself right there to the competition. That's fantastic.
Are you going to have a salon chair in your demonstration?
I don't know if we'll be able to do that.
Well, if it's not in the rule book, do it. You know, all you can do is apologize. I thought we could do it. Yes. Yeah, that would be kind of neat on the mall to you know, just to stretch out and get a shave and a haircut and a shampoo and glitter.
I guess we need to find out what kind of space we have to work with for our, you know, our placement on the mall. I think there's only certain ones that maybe have, you know, electricity or anything like that. Might have to bring our Daisy trailer.
Yeah. That's a solar powered.
Solar powered trailer. Yeah.
Wow. Gee, gosh.
That's you could have your own standalone power. That makes it much more flexible.
Well, if the people in our audience have not caught on, this is a student-led project that has the potential for being worth $105,000 overall and will have an enormous impact on a $1 billion industry as far as being able to clean up what you put on yourselves to clean up. And wow, have you grabbed on a huge thing here, and it seems like it's just taking you for a ride, and it seems that the program there that you're with has really encouraged this type of development. This is fantastic.
We have a very motivated collection of students in our department, and I'm very proud to be a part of that department. It's been great, and, you know, the students come to class, and they want to learn, and they want to help make a difference, and I think that has been, you know, the main motivator for us entering this competition because, I mean, there's money there that we can get to help fund projects and ideas that we have. You just have to go for it.
Solar Jim, this sounds extremely frightening to be a teacher or a student in, you know?
I don't know. I kind of want to go back to school. It sounds really fun.
I just can't imagine trying to be a teacher of groups like that, though.
That would be challenging.
You know, where you'll have to immediately say, I don't know everything, because it sounds like some of these students know an awful lot about a lot of different things.
Leading the charge.
Bobby Swinson, thank you so much for
thank
calling
you for
in today.
Thank you for having me this morning. And
giving us this heads up, not only about your project, but about other projects and about our own Appalachian State University. And, of course, as you stated, there's a lot of other universities throughout the United States that are competing in this. And I think 90% of it's just getting there.
So
I would love to be on the mall when all of this
is finished. When is that again? When can we go to the mall and see this?
This year's expo will be April 21st through the 23rd, perfect for Earth Day. And it'll be on the National Mall. And you can actually visit the website for P3 at epa.gov/P3 if anybody wants to check out. And you can actually read all the abstracts from all of the schools that are going to be participating. See where our future is going.
Well, on that, I think we'll just call the end of this conversation because that was a perfect ending.
Thank
see
you.
Where our future
Thank you,
going.
Bobby.
Thank you so much for calling. And have a great
Thank you. Have
a great
future.
Day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gosh, that's that is so incredible.
Yeah, that's the EPA
mm-hmm.
giving out PPP grants. People, Profit, and Planet.
No, People, Prosperity, and Planet.
Prosperity.
Yes, not just profit, but prosperity.
Prosperity, that's different. That's a little different flavor to that.
Yeah, it does. And 9 years of that.
Wow.
I know that it's sometimes carried on the national networks, but, you know, this several years ago, Appalachian State beat Michigan in a football game, and it made, you know, the headlines, Sports Illustrated, one of the greatest games ever played, et cetera. And I honestly think it pales in comparison to projects like this
mm-hmm.
that have such a huge potential to affect the livingry of all of us.
Mm-hmm. Livingry.
So, yeah, remember that word?
Bucky word.
Yeah, it's a very nice Bucky word. Let's see if I can remember how this works. I think that's right. Let's see here. We've got an orchestra here, and they're going to...
In the bathtub, taking a shower. It was late, I don't know the hour. Heard the sirens way across town. Looked out the door, my house had burnt down. Running bare down the sidewalk. Neighbors seeing what they could see. Running bare down the sidewalk. Running bare, what they call me. Went to the river to take a swim. Hung my britches up on a limb. Some girls came by, you know what they done. They took my clothes and away they run. Running bare down the creek bank. Skeeters playing a tune on me. Running bare down the creek bank. Running bare, what they call me. My girlfriend called, says come around. Calls my husband, he's out of town. Time I got there, he walked in. Please notify my next of kin. Running bare through the bushes, dodging bullets from tree to tree. Running bare through the bushes. Running bare, what they call me. Running bare,
running bare
through the bushes,
through the bushes.
Dodging bullets,
dodging bullets
from tree to tree.
Running bear,
through the bushes,
running
bear, running bear. That's what call me.
That was not the arrangement I thought we were getting, but it is highly appropriate.
That was pretty good.
Oh my!
That's and that some Appalachian State students might have been sampling that shower water of his, and working on a way to clean it up.
You're listening to
The Home Power Hour with Solar Jim
and Sustainable Jack.
Bringing the hope of sustainability to a terminal culture.
Agree with us?
Yeah, you want some hope? Just talk to some college students up there at Appalachian State.
Gee whiz.
They'll let you know that
we're going to have to get more of them on here.
They're working on stuff.
I've got to go up there and get some more of those students to talk to us. This is
people that want to get involved with wastewater management. Help clean it up.
Yeah. It's not going away.
No.
Very fast.
Just
there's always more coming
comes
up.
Comes right back to us.
That's right. From toilet to tap, you're listening to the Home Power Hour. That didn't come out right either.
I think that she said that was illegal. You have to, there's legal issues there. From sink to toilet. That's what they were doing.
Yeah, hold on, wait,
yeah.
still think there's a chance for that tanning lab to tanning booth to feed the plants.
You know, UV is used for disinfecting all types of water from aquariums to wastewater treatment plants.
Oh, yeah, they actually use that.
You can get one of those lids and do a lot of damage to bacteria, et cetera, by putting it over, you know, water.
But she actually probably wants her bacteria active
as part
of the cleaning process. So
up to a certain point, yes. Yeah, I was at a treatment plant recently, and there was a UV apparatus where they had a weir, and the water went over the weir at probably a fraction of an inch so that the UV could quickly penetrate that water and take out any of the microbes that they had been using that had escaped.
Were they just running it in the daytime and using sunlight? No, they had their own.
Sunlight would be really cool, except you have clouds some other things that might interrupt your UV. And it takes a little longer.
They had a bright light shining up through the water.
No, over the water.
Over the water, yeah.
As it went over the weir. Just.
And it has to be clear before you do that so that the
turbidity doesn't.
Microbes can't hide on the other side of the particle. That's right. They found that in sandstorms.
Yes!
Sandstorms is the sand from Africa blows over to Jamaica and Brazil.
That's the reason we have the Sahara Desert. That topsoil went somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it provides iron to the rainforest. It's a limiting nutrient over there. But the bacteria can hide on the particles, too, even up in the atmosphere. Mm. It's a living planet, folks. Get used to it.
Make sure you're part of it.
That's right.
We're announcing a new activity, and we want you to participate. It's called Occupy Earth. That's right. Occupy Earth. We want you to get out there and enjoy it. Be a part of it. Realize that everything flows through you and me and the Earth and back again.
And act like you're going to be around for 1,000 years.
That's right. Be a child of Earth.
Because somebody, we hope, will be around for 1,000 years, so... Well, we've had a lot of renewable energy around recently. It's very clear sky today. The sun's shining. Probably got 1,000 watts per square meter out there. And the wind is blowing, too. So those of you with hybrid solar and wind electric home power systems, hope your dump load's working. You're probably making more than you can even use.
I place the key to this prison made of gratitude that has held you close to me. Now I know I cannot hold you till at last I let you.
Once again, our first, we sit out.
Welcome to the land of sustainability.
Of all the gifts we have received, one is most precious and most terrible. The will in each of us is free. It's in our
It's all yours. Be good stewards.
Stay tuned for Radio In Vivo coming up next on your community radio station, WCOM.
There is no journey gone so far. So far we cannot stop and change direction. No doom is written in the stars.